Section B
强化提升
第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项每段对话仅读一遍
Text 1Will Mrs. Johnson be here tomorrow for the meeting?
Probably not. She called this afternoon to put off the meeting to next week.
Text 2.
It seems Nancy never wants to do anything but play tennis.
That's what she likes to do most.Text 3. We will go to the zoo. There are a lot of lovely animals there.
I prefer to go to the park. There we can take a boat.
Text 4. If there is any sport less interesting than baseball, I don't know what it is.
Yes, it's even duller than basketball.
Text 5. May I help you, madam?
Yes, I need to rent a car.
Okay, we have the full size, mid-size, and small size for you to choose from. What do you want?
The biggest, please. I'm traveling with my whole family.
第二节，听下面五段对话。或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
It is said that we'll go to the seaside this Sunday. Have you ever seen the ocean before?
Yes, but many years ago when I was in the primary school.
What do you think of it?
Huge and beautiful with many kinds of fishes and other creatures.
Yes. Last term, our geography teacher said where there's water, there's life.
That's right. And you can see it with your own eyes the day after tomorrow.
It is said that we'll go to the seaside this Sunday. Have you ever seen the ocean before?
Yes, but many years ago when I was in the primary school.
What do you think of it?
Huge and beautiful with many kinds of fishes and other creatures.
Yes, last term, our geography teacher said where there's water, there's life.
That's right, and you can see it with your own eyes the day after tomorrow.
听第七段材料回答第八九题。
Here we are, Mr. Harris. This is the hotel. Let's get off our bus.
What a lovely place it is. Look at the design. This is one of the most beautiful hotels in the world I have ever seen.
Yes, it is. The hotel was named after a famous queen.
Really? Is it the well-known Cleopatra?
Exactly. You seem to know a lot about my country, Egypt.
Oh, Egypt is the place I've been dreaming to come to visit during my whole life.
Then you will surely have a great time when staying here during this coming 7 days.
I can't wait to go to the beach. How far is it from here?
It's a 2-minute walk. Let me show you the route later. In fact, you can enjoy the view of the sea from your room.
Good.
Here we are, Mr. Harris. This is the hotel. Let's get off our bus.
What a lovely place it is. Look at the design. This is one of the most beautiful hotels in the world I have ever seen.
Yes, it is. The hotel was named after a famous queen.
Really? Is it the well-known Cleopatra?
Exactly. You seem to know a lot about my country, Egypt.
Oh, Egypt is the place I've been dreaming to come to visit during my whole life.
Then you will surely have a great time when staying here during this coming 7 days.
I can't wait to go to the beach. How far is it from here?
It's a 2-minute walk. Let me show you the route later. In fact, you can enjoy the view of the sea from your room.
Good. Look at that. It's called the Lowe Memorial Library. Presently, it's the administration hall.
So, it's the soul of the school.
Yes, it's one of the best-known architectures at Columbia.
Oh, I like it. What's that building beside the Lowe Memorial? Is it a church?
Yes, it's St. Paul. It's also a well-known place at Columbia. Many students get married in this church.
Really? That's interesting.
Do you want me to take you to see the main library and other places like the school canteen, clinic, and gym center?
I'd love to, but I know you have an appointment. Maybe you can take me to the registration office, then I'll let you go.
Oh, I've got plenty of time. I'll show you around and then take you to the registration office.
You're so nice.
Look at that. It's called the Lowe Memorial Library. Presently, it's the administration hall.
So, it's the soul of the school.
Yes, it's one of the best-known architectures at Columbia.
Oh, I like it. What's that building beside the Lowe Memorial? Is it a church?
Yes, it's St. Paul. It's also a well-known place at Columbia. Many students get married in this church.
Really? That's interesting.
Do you want me to take you to see the main library and other places like the school canteen, clinic, and gym center?
I'd love to, but I know you have an appointment. Maybe you can take me to the registration office, then I'll let you go.
Oh, I've got plenty of time. I'll show you around and then take you to the registration office.
You're so nice.
Hey,
Mike. Did you attend Mr. Johnson's lecture on the history of Chicago?
Yes, I did. I didn't see you there.
I was late for it. Wasn't it a great lecture? I learned so much.
It certainly was.
I thought it was an old city, but actually it didn't officially become a town until 1833.
I'd heard it was a young city, but it was much tinier than I thought, with a population of only 350.
It was really a tiny town by then, but it's a pity that after it developed much larger in 1871, a fire destroyed most of it.
Yeah, Chicago wasn't even 40 years old at that time.
Yes, only 22 years later, in 1893, Chicago was able to host a World's Fair. It was such a huge development for the city.
Yes, Chicago was eager to show itself off to the rest of the world at the World's Fair after it was rebuilt from the fire.
I will attend another lecture on Chicago's economy next week. Will you be there too?
I sure will. So, see you next Thursday.
Hey, Mike, did you attend Mr. Johnson's lecture on the history of Chicago?
Yes, I did. I didn't see you there.
I was late for it. Wasn't it a great lecture? I learned so much.
It certainly was.
I thought it was an old city, but actually, it didn't officially become a town until 1833.
I'd heard it was a young city, but it was much tinier than I thought, with a population of only 350.
It was really a tiny town by then. But it's a pity that after it developed much larger in 1871, a fire destroyed most of it.
Yeah, Chicago wasn't even 40 years old at that time.
Yes, only 22 years later, in 1893, Chicago was able to host a World's Fair. It was such a huge development for the city.
Yes, Chicago was eager to show itself off to the rest of the world at the World's Fair after it was rebuilt from the fire.
I will attend another lecture on Chicago's economy next week. Will you be there too?
I sure will. So, see you next Thursday. Welcome to What's On, a special guide to entertainment and events in London this Friday, produced by the British Tourist Authority. London has a lot to offer in terms of exhibitions. At the Hayward Gallery, you can see works by the famous English architect Sir Edwin Lutyens. You can see a large and interesting collection of Goya prints at the British Museum. Or if you're keen on archaeological discoveries, then don't miss the exhibition at the Passmore Edwards Museum in Stratford, East London. If you're interested in the history of science, then you may like to see the Famous Books in Science exhibition at the British Library Gallery. For opening times and any other details on these exhibitions, telephone the British Tourist Authority Information Center at 499-9325. That's 499-9325. London's also very popular when it comes to pageantry. There's a guard-changing ceremony outside Buckingham Palace at 11:30 this morning. Or you could catch the mounted guard-changing ceremony at Horse Guards Parade, and that's at 11 o'clock this morning.
Welcome to What's On, a special guide to entertainment and events in London this Friday, produced by the British Tourist Authority. London has a lot to offer in terms of exhibitions. At the Hayward Gallery, you can see works by the famous English architect Sir Edwin Lutyens. You can see a large and interesting collection of Goya prints at the British Museum. Or, if you're keen on archaeological discoveries, then don't miss the exhibition at the Passmore Edwards Museum in Stratford, East London. If you're interested in the history of science, then you may like to see the famous Books in Science exhibition at the British Library Gallery. For opening times and any other details on these exhibitions, telephone the British Tourist Authority Information Center at 499-9325. That's 499-9325. London's also very popular when it comes to pageantry. There's a guard-changing ceremony outside Buckingham Palace at 11:30 this morning. Or you could catch the mounted guard-changing ceremony at Horse Guards Parade, and that's at 11 o'clock this morning.